N5ZZM Dave. N5UWY Peter. N5SOF Mike. N5OP Kim. N5HZR Mark. N5AUL Mel.
N5AUL Mel, count on me.
Okay, Mel, have you down there. N5ABT David. NE5Y Bobby. NI5G Bing. N1OWX Randall. W5SJC Lyle. Okay, Lyle, I got you down there. You're just cutting out just a little bit, getting into the repeater there. Thanks for being here. W5MQC Michelle.
W5MQC, one announcement.
Okay, Michelle, I'll put you down for one announcement. W5IFN Harold.
W5IFN.
Okay, Harold, have you down. W5HLG Lee.
W5HLG. Count only and no traffic.
Okay, Lee, got you down there. Thanks for being here. W5DDP Don.
W5DDP Don. Count only.
Well, I just had a mishap here. My computer just shut down and rebooted, so I don't know what happened there. So stand by, guys.
KD50ID to K5BIM.
KD5BIM.
The spreadsheet pulled up. If you want, can pick up where you left off.
Now, won't you go ahead, and I'll be back just shortly as soon as this thing gets back up.
This is KD5ZYD. Next up is W5HLG Lee. Whiskey 5, Hotel Lima Golf, Lee. Count only and no traffic. Copy that. We got you down. I'm sorry. W5DDP Don, you were already checked in, correct?
Correct.
Where we actually are. W7WLM, Conrad. W7PGF, Philip. Wasn't readable on that, Philip, but I assume that was you. WA6DKD, Denny.
Good evening. WA6DKD, Denny, an announcement.
Gotcha down, Denny. W7BWY, Bob.
W7BWY, Bob. Count only.
Gotcha, Bob. WB5ULK, Gary. WB5Q, John. WB7OI, Michael. WE5Z, Norbert. WG5T, Bill.
This is WG5T, Bill. One announcement, please.
We got you down, sir. WX5MOR, Galen.
Net Control, good evening. WX5MOR, and with a comment.
Copy that. We got you down, sir. WX5DF, Doug. Jim, how we doing over there?
I'm back up here. Thank you very much. And the last one you picked up was Doug, is that correct? VCV Don. WC5OU Richie. W5JA Judd. N5KU0 Judy. Sorry, N5KUO Judy. G5YBK Shane. Okay, that's the list as I have it. I'll go back up here for the announcement section. I'll ask for late check-in when we get through with that. Starting off with the announcement. Okay, I'm up first with the announcement, and I just wanted to remind everybody of the 6-meter net Monday nights at 8 o'clock, 50.200. If you got 6-meter capability, guys, come and join us. It's 6 meters is a very, very interesting band. So some nights it might be open and others not. And I wanted to remind everybody that we're getting into some severe weather coming up, and make sure you have a plan. Make sure your radios can go to different repeaters here, and make sure you got a plan, a game plan for that, and keep your family safe. So let me move on down here for the next announcement. Looks like W5MQC, Michelle.
Well, good evening, everybody. W5NCC. We are calling all YLs. All YLs. Do any YLs that are on the net? We are going to meet this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the firehouse. We're going to do a little bit of training for YLs and helping YLs. So if you're interested out there that just want to find out more about ham radio from ladies, send them our way. 10 o'clock Saturday at the firehouse. Thank you.
Okay, Michelle, thanks for that announcement. Next announcement up is WA6DKD Denny.
Well, thank you, Jim. Very good. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody who was able to come and partake of the picnic. And sure was a lot of fun, I'm sure, for a whole lot of folks, and we had a pretty good time. And et cetera. Also, I'd like to say a special thank you to Miss Judy, George's daughter, for arranging all the goodies out in some kind of order in a band plan, so to speak, for having a line through to pick up the groceries and find them a place to sit down. She did an excellent job, really worked hard at that. I'd like to thank her anyway immensely. And lastly, don't forget, even at 8:30, following this net on, this frequency, we'll be having the gossip net, where we can take it out of the realm of technical stuff and into the social side of radio, where we can just talk about anything you like. And we'll have a good time over there and a good time coming up. So anyhow, that's it. Thank you very much. WA6DKD.
Okay, Denny. Appreciate it. I'm glad everybody had a good time down there and got all the food that they wanted to eat. And coming up next, looks like this is KG5BIM, WG5T Bill.
KG5BIM and the net, WG5T. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, we're going to hopefully have the 10-meter net at 8 p.m. Central Time on 28.445 upper sideband. The weather has me a little spooked. Denny, WA6DKD, is up for net control. Denny, if you hung around, just kind of play it by ear with the weather. If you would rather not hook things up, well, don't worry about it. Anyway, we'll play it by ear on the weather. WG5T.
Good deal, Bill. Yeah, Denny don't care much for lightning, and neither do I. So that kind of stuff, it just goes to, spreading around. You need to get the thing unhooked. But anyway, thank you, Bill. WX5MOR, you had a comment or an announcement, sir?
Yeah, Control, good evening. This is WX5MOR, and we're going to follow up on what Bill just said. There is the possibility of thunderstorms tomorrow. In fact, probably a pretty good chance of thunder. Whether or not it's severe will be the question. Showers and thunderstorms likely beginning tomorrow afternoon, probably later. And then through the early evening, actually shower and thunderstorm activity will continue on through Thursday. So whether it will be severe here remains to be seen. But I just, too, wanted to make sure that everybody has thought about a thunder, which, as Bill said, talked about lightning and damage to our equipment, potentially, and other threats, including wind and potential for severe storms that might cause us to have to take shelter. Being a good emergency manager, of course, we always tout everybody, have a plan, know what you're going to do. And if you're out and about, you know, places other than where you normally think about taking shelter, you might just look around and make sure you know what to do if you get caught somewhere else. That break. Also, there is the potential tomorrow for the need for a Skywarn activation. Do we have a net control assigned? Do we have a good idea of who our spotters will be and how we're going to go about business? So, just a lot of things to think about. Hopefully, it will turn out to just bring us a little bit of rain and cleanse the air, and not rearrange antennas or homes or anything of that nature. Anybody with questions can always contact me at Moore or Grizzle at Norman, or any of our other fine emergency manager folks. Net control, no further, WX5MR.
Okay, Galen, I appreciate all the info there. This is KG5BIM. Do I have any late or missed check-ins?
This is AE5EH at
Juliet Delta Golf. Good evening, Net Control.
Alpha Golf 5, Delta.
KG5MX8.
Alpha Golf 5, Delta Bravo.
5 Alpha Quebec, Bill.
Hey, I've got 3 down so far. I got Alpha, AE5EH Ed. I got KG5DV. And I have KG5MFA, Lucky.
10-5-AQ, Bill.
Again with the call sign, sir.
November 5, Alpha, Quebec. November 5, Alpha, Quebec.
Okay, November 5, Alpha, Quebec. Have you down, sir. And AG5DV, I had you down a while ago, Peter. Are there any others? KG5BIM.
KC5PIQ.
Whiskey 5 Stroke, Hotel Juliet 3, Juliet Delta Golf.
Okay, I have KG5PIQ, Chris, and the last call I missed. Come back.
Whiskey 5 Stroke, Hotel Juliet 3, Juliet Delta Golf, Jorge. Thank you, Net Control.
Okay, Jorge, I got you. I have you down. Are there any others? Okay, that's going to bring it close to the net. Is there any official traffic for the net? Are there any other comments for the net? And I don't, let's see, let me get a count for tonight. I have 41 check-ins for tonight. The check-in count is 41 with no further activity for the net. This is KG5BIM thanking everyone for participating in tonight's net. I would also like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of the repeater. The Cleveland County's Aries Net is now closed, and the repeater is returned to normal amateur use. 7-3, everyone. This is KG5BIM clear.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, Chad. KD5UGO.
KD5UGO from WX5MOR.
KD5UGO, go ahead.
And just checking if we identified any net control for potential spotter nets this year.
We have not. I need to talk to David and find out what the plan is for opening EOC and doing that this year. I don't know what that plan is.
Yeah, I suspect it may have changed a little bit.
Bill?
Yes, go ahead.
W5IFM, I will be here and putting out weather bulletins as I get them from the National Weather Service Center warnings, and I'll be standing by doing whatever I do best. Over.
Okay, well, if and until EOC opens up, would you take over as net control in the interim?
Only if I get paid lots of money.
I've got about $3 in my pocket. That's about all I'm good for.
That's enough.
Well, Galen, thanks for asking the question. I guess we now have a plan.
Okay. And I, of course, will be mostly unavailable as I will be in my EOC working with our so on. Hopefully we'll be able to bring the repeater up, but, you know, depending on how poor that's the first thing has to get turned down.
Well, like you said, hopefully, with any luck, we'll get a little weather, a little thunder, but nothing that rearranges anybody's life.
Amen, brother.
Okay, and as always, if you need anything from us, on your end of things, just give us a call.
Absolutely. Everybody have a good evening. WX5MOR.
WX5MOR, KD5UGO. Clear.